Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Ron Coomer, Chicago Cubs radio analyst.
Unbelievable.
1999 American League All-Star.
You might expect Wells to mix his pattern up. I mean, Coomer has owned David Wells.
This might work out.
The Coom Dog, every week with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We have Hub Arkish sitting in today, the great man himself. And we are delighted to welcome in a man that we've decided is one of God's great men. I think it's the Buddhists that believe that there are 50 men out there working for the good of mankind behind the scenes. One of them is named Ron Coomer, and he joins us now on the Home Run In hotline. Try your pizza on the grill this summer. Visit homerunin.com for unique grilling recipes and more. Ron, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for the kind words. Top 50 men on the planet. Ooh, boy. I just settle for top 50 men here in my neighborhood, maybe.
No, 50 men working for the good of mankind behind the scenes on the planet.
I'll go with it, sure. Bob, how are you? Let's just move on. All right? Oh, Ronnie, it's great to get to talk to you this morning. And I suppose maybe the place to start is just to give you a moment. I mean, you're an integral part of this organization, have been, you know, at times over your career, and certainly since you stepped into the broadcast booth. What's your we have to be professionals. This is our business, but it is personal. What's your reaction to seeing Riz go and the bloodletting that seems likely to follow today?
Yeah, I really didn't think we would see this day, to be quite honest. As we all get asked these questions, who's going, who's staying, what's happening, right? I mean, we all get those all the time in our position. And I just thought of the guys that were with this group, I just didn't think that would be the case. I didn't think Riz would be the one guy that left. Instead, he's the first guy of the core three that has been moved. And I think that's more because the Yankees really targeted Anthony more so than anything else. But it's a sad day for the Cubs, right? I mean, when you look at it, and Cub fans in particular, he's the anchor. You know, last night on Marquee, they were calling him the captain. I don't know if he's been crowned the captain with a C on his jersey, but I'll tell you, he's the captain when you go in the clubhouse, when you see what he does on the team playing, what he does. You know, like for instance, when Darvish was struggling, you know, Darvish would go to the front of the plane and sit with Anthony and Tim Buss, and he welcomed him in. So all those things, along with being a 30 and 100 guy in their heyday, you know, and playing really well on the field, but all those things matter, and they're going to miss him. But I look at this and I go, this is a chapter that's ending, but this doesn't necessarily mean the book is getting closed. You know, he's a beloved guy here. This is the business of baseball, of being traded at the deadline. But that doesn't necessarily mean in 2 months you can't go back out and look at this deal again and possibly bring him back. I mean, you know, quite simply, where he's going, their closer did a pretty good job for the Cubs for 2 months and then went right back to New York. So it's been known to happen. That would not surprise me in the slightest bit.
Okay, so we know that that Rizzo's gone, Peterson, Tapera, Chafin. We had talked to you about Chafin, by the way, Ron. I was thinking of you when I saw his tweet. I don't know if you saw it. He said at Big Country 1739, "All right, Athletics fans, I've got a challenge for y'all. I'm trying to find a boat to live on while I'm in Oakland, something I can also take out fishing. Free tickets and a case of beer to anyone who can help me line something up." And you told us you were looking forward to going out for a beer with him.
Yeah,
apparently,
yeah, right?
You have to go fishing.
I'm good with going out on the boat. The fishing thing, you know, on the south side of Chicago, the Marquette Park Lagoon wasn't really our fishing spot.
Right.
But, you know, but going out on a boat out, you know, out in the West Coast, I'd be all for that. That still may happen, but you know, you're happy for Chafe. He's ending up in a place that he's got a real shot at being a playoff pitcher and in contention. And you know, this is, I was traded at the deadline, and I was one of those guys that came to the big leagues during that time. And you know, it's just a hard time. You know, it's the ugly. Not really ugly, but it's the part of our business when you're in a clubhouse that, you know, gets emotional, gets hard, and there's, you know, everybody looks at it like we're trading baseball cards sometimes when you're on the outside, but not when you're on the inside. You know, there's real effect when you see a guy packing his locker or doing some things like that, as both you guys know, because you've both seen it.
You know, guys, as a Rogers Park guy, I feel like I just deserted the Union Army hanging out with all you Southsiders. It's, I said all these nice things about Coombs during the break as we were talking, and Mully steps in. Well, of course, he's from the South Side. You know, what do you expect?
So, don't get too crazy, because we had to pick glass out of our baseball field before our games at St. Rita. So I would, you know, I'm not necessarily locked in on Marquette Park, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, what people don't know is that we had a few moments at Howard and Palina where I grew up too, but that's a different story for a different
right.
time.
Yeah, we'll do that over a beer sometime down the road.
There you go, Coombs. One of the questions I've been dying to ask you this morning, though, because at some point we're going to quickly move on to life after.
Right.
There are 58 baseball games left to be played for the Chicago Cubs and whoever is still standing come, you know, 3:30 this afternoon. And let's be honest, there are 58 meaningless baseball games, except for guys who are playing for, you know, future contracts or to try and be part of the next era. What's that like, you know, over these next couple months? You know, you're still professionals. You still got to go out and play and try and win. How difficult is that for the guys who are left afterwards?
It depends on who you're talking about, right? So it's a very different scenario for the 26 guys that are there. Let's say if KB doesn't get traded, if Kimbrel doesn't get traded, it is miserable, right? They've lost a couple of their buddies. Bryant's lost his best friend on the team. And if they stay, right, it's going to be miserable. For all the core guys that don't move, these games will be miserable. It's the first time since 15 that they've played a games that, you know, you're really out of the race, right? And it just hasn't happened. So this is going to be new for everybody. There's also going to be a period during this time where there's some guys on the Cubs right now that are making a name for themselves and are going to get playing time that are going to look at this as a unique experience of, hey, I can cement my name as a big league ball player right now, like a Patrick Wisdom, like Ortega. There's guys out there that, you know, get a chance. Some of the bullpen guys, they're going to get a chance to say, check me out. You know, these games may not mean anything for the race right now, but they sure as hell do for me. And if Wisdom ends up being a 20 home run guy who we didn't even know his name at the start of the season, right? And now all of a sudden he's a 20 home run guy as a rookie. Those are real things. And that's trying to get yourself locked into being a big leaguer and maybe even a big league starter for next season. So certain guys are going to have a real hard time and you're going to not see them play a lot probably. And then you're going to see other guys that are going to dig in and try to take this opportunity and run with it.
So you've been through all of it. You talk about deadline trade, yep, moving up. You've also played for the Cubs. You've played for the Yankees. What is Anthony Rizzo? What is this going to be like for him moving to New York compared to how things are in Chicago?
So last night I drove past Lollapalooza.
Wow.
He's gonna be in Lollapalooza every day that he steps on the Yankee Stadium field. It's just, you know, it's, I loved playing here in Chicago, right? And it's turned into this thing here over these last 5, 6, 7 years where it's turned out really well for the Cubs up until here the last short period of time, but they won. In New York, that's an everyday thing. It just, the Yankees, when you put on the pinstripes, it's just a unique thing with their history of championships, of players. And, you know, you start looking around and you start hearing, it is a unique experience, and you get swallowed up by that a little bit, by the Yankeeographies that play before the game, and you're like, yeah, I played first base for the Yankees. Yeah, so did Lou Gehrig. Right? You're like, really? This is what I'm doing. And so the fan in you takes over a little bit at times, and you got to get over it. But it is a really cool experience to put on a Yankee uniform. And you know how much I love being here in Chicago and being a Cub.
Ron, there's something else that I was thinking about last night, and I haven't really heard anybody talking about this or thinking about it. Maybe I'm just missing it, but what does this all mean to David Ross and his future, you know, and how he's going to be evaluated, and where do you sense he is with the organization right now?
I think David's in a good spot. My sense is with Rossi is he was put in a very, very tough position taking over the Cubs job. And I mean that because of the situation of COVID. He comes into a team and he gets 3 weeks of spring training, and then, you know, that's wiped out, and then you play a short season. Then it's been a very tough scenario for him, I think, you know, to try to get his feet underneath him as a big league manager. And I think, I feel like in talking to him, as this season's progressed, he's become more and more settled in the job. So that's one thing to me that I think is getting better and better and better every day. Not that he wasn't good, but just feeling comfortable in that position is not easy. And then quite simply, I just feel like this team was, you know, if some of these bench player type guys like Duffy and Sogard and some of them, you know, didn't play some, he was in a tough position because he had the same player. You know, you had a bunch of, you know, guys swinging the bat and the high strikeout rate, high home run rate, but high strikeout, you know, and so he's got the same, you know, the same kind of guy that he's putting in there when those guys were hurt. I'll be interested to see when they kind of retool this team, what effect David will have on the group this next 50-some games and then going into spring. He's already alluded to what he wants as far as what his offense looks like, and I'll promise you it's not going to look like 8 guys all or nothing. That will not be the case. He's going to want contact hitters and get some guys in the middle, but you have to be able to put the ball in play and move the ball around the field. And right now, or here this year, that hasn't been the case for most of the season.
So, Ron, we heard from John Heyman this morning. He tweeted that that Javi Baez to the Mets was a possibility. We know that Chris Bryant to the Dodgers a possibility. We know that to the Giants a possibility. We know the Dodgers have already made some big moves, but apparently they're still interested in getting Kimbrel. So those three guys could be traded. Heyman also said that the Mets are interested in Zach Davies. You know, how bad will this get? Do you have any feel for whether or not you will know this team very well when Noel is said and done by 3 p.m. today?
Well, my simple answer is this. Anthony Rizzo was traded from the Cubs.
Right.
When you say that, just make that statement, you go, well, okay, KB and Riz were together. The rest of the guys, you know, those two guys were the cornerstone, and then you got Javi, who's put himself in that position by, you know, as you said, Mike, being the runner-up to the MVP and being this dynamic player. So now you got Javi, but, you know, Javi fits with a lot of clubs. I hate to say it, but he does. I was listening to you guys earlier, and a guy said, oh, he can't. Why would we get him and he's play third base? And you guys said, why wouldn't you put him at third? He'd be the best defensive third baseman in the league, that's why. He's just that damn good. I mean, Joe Maddon used to move Javi around at times on the field to where the ball was going to be hit, and it didn't matter if it was second, short, or third. Joe would move him, and I would laugh the next day when I'd go into Joe's office, and I'd be like, you're like a little, it's just like Little League. Joe, you can't keep moving the guy. He goes, why not? And he'd laugh, and I'd go, you're right. I agree. I go, it's funny. It screws up my scorebook. Is that okay? But I mean, you know, Javi's one of the best defensive players you'll ever see. So to move him anywhere, he's a big asset for a group. You know, I hope he stays. I really do. You know, I love watching him, but he fits anywhere, you know, with his defense.
Ron, I'm curious again for you personally, because you've lived so much of this on both sides of the white lines. Let's go back to November 15th, December 1st of 2016. Did it even occur to you that this might be a one and done? I mean, at the time, I think most of us thought, I'm not going to say dynasty, but we at least assumed that there'd be a second chance, maybe a third chance. In many respects, that's the piece of this that I know I'm struggling with the most.
Yeah, you could have never told me then that that would be the only World Series this team would play in, and it would progressively erode, right? It would erode away over the next 5 years. I would not have guessed that, no. But that's the hard thing. That's why you have to appreciate what you got. When you have it going on, you have to appreciate it. You know, there's been two teams in Chicago that have been able to repeat what they were doing. The Blackhawks were able to do it, and obviously the Bulls. I was a kid, you know, just out of high school, watching the Bears and that team. And if you told me that would be the only chance they had at a Super Bowl, I would have said you're crazy, right? And I think the same thing for this Cubs team. I would have never, especially being this close, I would have never thought that would be the case. But that just tells you and shows you how difficult it is to continue that thing going. There's a lot of factors that get into play and get involved. And, you know, it erodes the thing away fast if you don't get a handle on it. And I think some of that is eroded some of the Cubs' chances away. It just has.
Coom, great catching up. Thanks a ton. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Boys, it's always great. Mikey, have a good weekend, Hub. I can't wait to have you guys out and talk a little Bears football one of these days at my place. Then I get to be the fan, you know, and I get to ask the questions, and I love that part.
Ron, thank you so much for that, because we were talking before, and I asked, do you guys know how Coom's Corner survived the pandemic? Because I don't want to go somewhere I don't want to go. But there's not a better spot around. And so, yeah, I can't wait to get back out there and get to visit with you again.
Yeah, well, that was a great day. I appreciated all you guys being out there. So anytime we can get our whole group out there. And, Mike, you are invited to come out. It is a good Southside bar. We have some cold beverages and some good burgers and everything. So you can come too, buddy.
I'll be there by about 9:45.
We're good. I love it. I'll meet you there. Great to talk to you, Blake.
Great talking to you. Rod Coover, everybody, always a joy. 312-644-6767. Is there, you know, it's a great point that's made. Anthony Rizzo's been traded. Is there any point in hanging on to anyone? Is there any point in coming back with multiple people, or should all hands be wiped from the deck? 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall on the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tie ball game here in the bottom of the fifth, 2-2, and a 3-2 to Bryant. Here it is. There's a drive to left. Way back. Gone. A two-run homer for Chris Bryant. And the Cubs lead this ball game 4-2. That'll be it for the starter, Michael Wacha. Wrigley Field is up for grabs as Wacha leaves the field. Chris Bryant just got a curtain call. 2-2. Rizzo launches one way out of here. Two-thirds of the way up the right field bleachers. A line shot homer, and it's 5-2.
Well, partner, that's pretty good timing.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have Hub Arkish with us today. And that, of course, Brizzo, back-to-back home runs, Game 3 of the 2015 NLDS against the hated St. Louis Cardinals. And, man, it seems like I want to quote a famous basketball player when he won a title. Anything is possible! That, of course, not what we had in mind from a certain Farragut grad when we started referring to things going on in Major League Baseball. But it would appear that all sales are available. The going out of business sale alive and well at Wrigley Field. And Jed Hoyer far from done. But there are still big moves to be made. We are waiting with bated breath to find out what they are. And I think as interesting as who's going today is who's left over. Yeah. What are you left with when the dust settles on this thing?
Well, you know, and that's what it really is still interesting. You've got to find a way to take the emotion out of this. I mean, you know, even if you're a fan. And I think it is likely that the only, I call him the you know, the core four as opposed to the core three. I think Wilson Contreras, only because we're not hearing anything, is probably going to be the guy. You know, I think there's a good chance that Baez is still here too, only because you can't just get, these are not salary dumps. Okay, we got to differentiate here between, you know, what's going on with a Yu Darvish or why they didn't try and re-sign John Lester. You know, this is about trying to get maximum value before you get nothing. And so I don't know that they can get maximum value for all three of the most likely suspects, which is Bryant, Kimbrel, and Baez. And so I suspect Contreras will still be here. I think that it's better than 50-50 that Baez will be here. But I don't know. John Heyman knows a lot more about this than I do. I think that the other thing you got to consider, though, is that he was 4 years younger. He was 24, not 28. But Anthony Rizzo was brought here to be the leader of and the centerpiece of the rebuild. They knew that he was going to be their anchor in this. And should they decide to try and keep a Bryant or a Baez in that role, they're 4 years older. They're already 28. But still, you know, if this is going to take more than 2-3 years before you're ready to contend again, then you're not doing it right. So they may, you know, I just... Mike, to me, it has been a foregone conclusion for at least 2 years that Chris Bryant was going to be gone sometime between 2 years ago and today, because yep. It just feels like they're afraid of Scott Boras. And, you know, I'm not saying they are, and I'm not saying that this is Scott Boras's fault, but Bryant is going to sign somewhere. So maybe the problem with the Cubs organization right now has always been this perception that they can't afford him, or afford one of these guys, as opposed to why shouldn't they be the team that gives them the best offer?
Yeah, I've never felt that they couldn't afford them. I always felt they didn't want to pay them. I think it came down to you know, just the simple economics of the game. And to me, today's a math problem. Today is real simple. Okay, we have this guy. We're going to let him go at the end of the year. We're not going to give him a new contract. Can we get enough now versus a draft pick when he leaves, that would be your compensation? So it might be a horrific situation before the dust has settled.
Well, and even though I'm sure that it's Jed who's you know, keeping this rig on the road and driving the, you know, the ship, so to speak, it is a Ricketts and an ownership decision. You know, you got to remember, if they accomplish their goal, which is to go from a $200 million a year payroll team to 120 or 110 or whatever it may be, which still isn't, you know, in the bottom of the league, but it's in the bottom half. What's that going to do to attendance at the ballpark? What's that going to do to their brand new marquee network? What's it going to do to all the ancillary pieces of this? And I think that the Ricketts, if nothing else, have proven they're good enough business people that they have to understand that. So, you know, I guess the question is, what's the point of no return? How much money can they save before they realize themselves, now we're going to lose money as a result of our effort to save money? And I'm sure those are the calculations that are going on over at Clark and Addison right now.
So it's an excellent point. 312-644-6767. That, again, is the score listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Les is listening online. Good morning, Les.
A comparison. Yes, sir, a comparison. This past series with Cincinnati. My wife knows baseball pretty much only because she's forced to see it. It basically, she says, what inning is it? She hopes it's the ninth. But anyway, I would say to her, this is a waste. Base is loaded. KB's at bat. And every time, it was a waste. And then when Javi came to bat for that memorable game finish, the first game of the series, I said, now, he thrives on situations like this. Watch. And surely enough, took one pitch, and there you are. Baez was my favorite player in the last decade. We could have the Ernie Banks syndrome, and I want to keep Baez, You know, I love him. He does so many things for us. He's so exciting. But the Ernie Banks syndrome, you had Ernie Banks and other people, you know, try to ask a Cub fan who else was on the team. And unfortunately, you don't get much of an answer. And I would hate to see just Baez and his friends, but I do want to keep Baez. KB, good luck to anybody who gets him. And as far as Rizzo, you know, he does have back problems. His last couple of years haven't been that good. Kimbrel, of course, is like buying an expensive vault, but you don't have any valuables to put into it. So what good is a closer, pardon me, what good is a great closer if you don't have games to save? And that's all I have to say.
All righty. Thanks, Les. What do you think, Hub?
I'm trying to figure out where Les was going with that. It sounds like he's not a Chris Bryant fan. And you know, my response to that is that he's a 28-year-old MVP who plays plus defense at three or four positions. Right. I mean, we need good luck with that. You know, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
He's a superstar who's a super utility guy. I mean, he's a superstar willing to play anywhere you put him. There's no end to the value of Chris Bryant. I think he's proven that this year. Javi Baez has been my favorite Cub for a long time. I just love the way the guy plays. He just will, you know, El Mago, he'll just, the flash is unbelievable. And if you remember when they went to the Little League World Series, all those kids were lining up. They just, everybody was after Javi Baez because he has this kind of magic to him. I will be very sad to see him go, but I'm smart enough to know that when Chris Bryant is the guy that goes, that signals the end of the Cubs. That is it. It's over when Chris Bryant goes. It's obviously with Rizzo leaving, it's more the precursor to the end, but when Bryant goes, that's the end of it.
Let me give you a strange analogy. I absolutely love Javi. I hope nobody is taking my comments this morning as suggesting there's anything about the guy I don't like. But as we analyze value and compare these guys, he's always got to be Robin. He's never going to be Batman because you can't have a 295 on base percentage and be top five in the league in strikeouts, you know, and have the occasional brain fart. I mean, some of these attitude or hustle or not being aware of the situation, you know, things, they're regular occurrences, Molly. I mean, not every day, thank God, but it seems like you don't go more than a month or two without one of these things happening. He is a great, great piece, a great contributor, a great player. But if he's the guy you're building around, I think you're leaving yourself open, you know, to possibly not getting the job done that way. And listen, you know, the only salvation left for us Cub fans, if by some miracle, come 3:30, maybe Kimbrel's gone, maybe even Contreras is gone, but Javi and Bryant are still here. Not going to happen, but if they were both still here, now Jed can start to sell this retooling as opposed to rebuilding, you know, but it just doesn't seem likely or logical that that's going to happen.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Mike on the road. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. I mean, I just wanted to bring up, and I'll give you full transparency, I'm a Sox fan, but I'm not going to root against the Cubs, right? I don't know why more people aren't pissed off at this ownership. Look at these Ricketts. Over the past few years, what have they cared about? They've cared about getting Wrigleyville to turn it into a bigger tourist attraction, and they cared about getting their marquee network up. I really don't think they care about these fans. You had a core of guys that were about as likable as any Chicago sports team has had a core of guys. And what did they do? They realized, hey, the people are still going to come in the summer because it's Wrigley. They're going to want to be out there drinking. They don't really care. A lot of people don't really care about having a winning team out there. They know they're going to make money, so they sell these guys off. They save their money. They make their money on the TV network. That's all they cared about. No fan was asking for that. This family of idiots, they don't care what the fans want. They're just another typical billionaire family trying to make their money. And it's aggravating, you know, and I think I worry about the future for the Cubs because I don't think the Ricketts are committed to winning. I think they're committed to making money. Those are my thoughts.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. I don't agree with you. I don't. I mean, I think that they're obviously stopping this group and they're moving forward and they're going to try something else. I agree with that. But I don't think that they, you know, there's no doubt that they have a lot of irons in the fire. But I think what we'll see is them invest when the time comes. Let's close it out with Dave. Dave's in Highland Park. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, guys. You know, I was at the game Wednesday night, and, you know, the Ricketts are businessmen. They're smart people. They built Wrigley into a conglomerate, a beautiful, beautiful place. But what I see is, I mean, they're all businessmen. What I see is they've built some very expensive venues at Wrigley, very, very, very expensive venues. And I made a comment to one of the fans. I said, you know, God, I don't remember the last time I was here when they weren't in the hunt in August and September and July, whatever. And it was very depressing, and nobody was really wanting to buy anything. You know, everybody was like, yeah, I don't even want another beer. Let's get out of here. It's a sixth inning. And that's going to trickle down. And I think eventually if they don't retool this team, like the Dodgers always do and the Yankees always do, the Cubs can do it. And I just hope the Ricketts family, I mean, aren't just the second-generation lucky sperm that blow the bank and just say, hey, let's just take our money and run. We got our World Series. Let's move on. If they don't, I'm telling you, it's gonna trickle down, and it's gonna hurt a lot of people financially in that ballpark.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you know, the last two callers, Molly, this is where I have to take my professional journalist hat off and you know, just be a fan for a minute, because I do tend to agree with, I think it was Mike, two calls again. I don't think the Ricketts are overly concerned about their fans. That doesn't make them bad people. They're businessmen, and they will forever be recognized and applauded for ending a 108-year drought. They did what nobody else could, and Cubs fans should always be thankful to them for that. But ever since, I think they saw their opportunity to turn it into a couple extra billion, and that's where their focus is. As far as Dave's comments just now, I grew up in Wrigley Field when I could buy a grandstand seat for $1.50 and then go sit in the first row because nobody else was there. And that was for decades, guys. And it can happen fast. And I don't think the Ricketts are bad enough business people to not realize that. So there will be better days coming, you know, whether it's with the Ricketts or whether they do eventually sell the team. But right now, I think they've made a very bad calculation as to what their short-term future is going to look like, because I think this is going to continue to get uglier for the next couple of years, assuming there is a complete sellout today.
All right, we've got some news out of Halas Hall. We'll tell it to you next, Mully and Haw with Hub Arkish on the Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and we are delighted to have Hub Arkish with us this morning. Had a lot of fun with Hub, and Hub, we talked a little bit earlier about some of the Bears news. We have, I don't know if it's necessarily breaking news, just some information. Big Z tweeting out that Matt Nagy has revealed that Akeem Hicks mispracticed yesterday with foot soreness and is expected to practice today. Akeem is in the building and expected on the field today, and he had foot soreness, which is why he didn't practice. No idea why there's a conspiracy of silence about foot soreness, but you probably raised all of our attention unwittingly, unknowingly. It wasn't a big deal, apparently. Now, Big Z also tweets out no change for left tackle Tevin Jenkins. He remains sidelined for the 9 o'clock practice with back tightness.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say Bigsy was right. I was wrong. When we both speculated on what was going on here, my feeling was that the silence suggested at best uncertainty, and at worst that this could be something serious. But to have it turn out to be this and let all this mystery exist, you know, overnight and this morning, this is how this team gets itself in trouble, you know, with its communication, with its fan base. Forget what it does, you know, to the media. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Thank God. Akeem is one of my favorites. I hope it's just, you know, foot soreness and that's all there is. But it also, the way this unfolded, leaves you unable to completely trust the information you're getting now. So we'll see. You know, I have no reason to doubt him. I just don't understand why it came down this way. Again, with Tevin, you know, Molly, we've been around this so long, and it's a long off season. These guys get out there, and even though they're not in pads yet and doing the hard work, it is different to have some, you know, they describe it often as tightness or nagging or a little bit here.
you've got to be careful with these guys, whoever they are and whatever position they play, but especially with the hopes for Jenkins this year and what they're trying to get done with him. This is not something to be concerned about yet. If the pads are on and he's still not working by middle of next week, later next week, then I think you got to start to get concerned.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Hub, I think that at this point, really no news would be good news for the Bears. They're in training camp. They got a lot of work to get done. It's great when stories leak out about some guy doing something impressive and look at this fantastic move that somebody put on someone. But, you know, for every great move by a Darnell Mooney, you got the fall down by Jalen Johnson. So that should raise your radar a little bit. There's never, you know, when they're going at each other, what happens is as the season progresses, the preseason progresses, then you get a little nasty, it's time to start facing other teams. And then when you get to the exhibition season, and we'll have a normal exhibition season this year, the new normal, so at least you'll have a better feel for what they look like before the season begins. And obviously everyone cares about the quarterback and what's going on there, but the last thing you need is an injury on the offensive line when you got 15 offensive linemen in the building and none that have started at left tackle before in the NFL.
I'll tell you what Bears fans have to look forward to this year. As Matt's now told us several times, and he repeated it again, I don't know if it was yesterday or Wednesday, there will be 3 exhibition games this year.
Yep.
And he intends to play people in them. You know, and that was a concern. It was a major concern in 19, not so much in 18. We didn't know what was coming. And the fact that he's going there, you're going to get a chance to see these guys doing the things that matter, not doing, you know, drills on dummies and sleds out at Hallis Hall. You've also got the Dolphins coming to town to practice for 2 days prior to, I believe it's that first exhibition game. I think they'll be out at Hallis Hall on the 11th and the 12th practicing with them. So in all of that, we got plenty of time to find out, you know, where Tevin Jenkins is at. Being careful with him now is smart. Being careful with Akeem Hicks is smart, you know, assuming that this is all it is. And right now, you know, the fun of being at practice is just starting. You enjoy the guys that make the good plays. You worry about the guys on the other side of it. And you go from there. But I think those 2 practices with the Dolphins will be really interesting in addition to the 3 exhibitions.
Yeah, no question about it. It's going to be tons of fun. I got to tell you, I think that the Robert Quinn news, when he missed practice, when you talk about a guy with the same injury that kept him on a mini camp, especially a guy that's making good money, a guy that you need more from, because, you know, we know that salary creates expectation. The way you get someone, not only did they pay him and bring him in here, and that means you got to get something out of him, but they also cut a player to get to him. And that was a high draft pick that they went up and got in Leonard Floyd. So You look at Quinn, you really need a contribution. You got to have that defensive line doing a lot of good things this year, because you're going to have to protect that secondary too.
Molly, that was my column in all our papers yesterday. It's there at shawlocal.com if you still want to see it. Wednesday night I wrote it. I was terribly concerned that Robert Quinn, who I think is one of the 2 or 3 keys to this season, if they're going to be competitive, was not on the field on Wednesday. And so yesterday I made a point of watching the defensive line drills for a good 15-20 minutes. Not only was Robert Quinn on the field all day yesterday and participating in everything, he was clearly the best and most prepared defensive lineman out there. I mean, he was coming off the ball and bending the edge. Again, these are just drills, I understand that. But the fact that he was physically able to do it really jumped at you. And Matt apparently talked about that in his press conference this morning. So that is good news, you know, that has come out of the first couple of days. Now the goal with him, you know, he's an 11-year vet or going into his 11th season. He's been an all-pro, nothing to prove. But you do want to see him out there every day just to know that he's going to be healthy enough. But he showed me enough yesterday to know that there is a chance that we can get the Robert Quinn that they thought they were getting and didn't get last year if he can stay healthy and stay on the field.
Great stuff. Hub, thanks a ton. We appreciate it. Stick around. We're going to bring in Dan and Layla. We'll get to have a conversation with them about everything going on. Obviously, we're still sitting here with bated breath, waiting to see what goes on with the trade deadline. You know, who's left when all this is finished? And obviously, can the Sox add something else? I mean, as much as we've been concentrating on the Cubs teardown, the Sox are still trying to build something up. Hopefully, they can start hitting again, and we'll see if they make any more moves before 3 o'clock. The MLB trade deadline. We got our fingers on it here at the Score, so everybody stay tuned. We'll discuss these things next with Dan and Layla. It's Mully and Haw. We have the great Hub Arkish on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.